Welcome to our podcast. We're live from Bridgetown, Barbados, here on the 4th of May, International Firefighters Day. I'm your host, Glenn Allen, and my guest today is Reverend Michael Steele. Welcome to the program, Michael Steele.
Glenn, thank you so very much. We had a wonderful start to the morning. Thank you, sir.
Yes, we did. We're running a little behind schedule, but nonetheless, we're glad to be able to make a start. Reverend, you are an ardent supporter of the Barbados Fire Service and the work that we do. We are very pleased and honored to have you here today with us, joining in this actual very important day on the calendar. Once again, welcome to Headquarters Fire Station and our actual International Firefighters Day celebration.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure being connected with you guys, and since you set up the BeijingFirefighters.com, Glenn, I commend you on that effort, because a lot of individuals throughout our islands and throughout the international audience have got a grasp of the work that you firemen done and are doing. We've also been able to recognize some of the challenges that you guys are faced with, and your group have been a source of information to others and getting those updates and things out there. So I am really honored that you've brought me on board and that we've been able to share these couple of years with regards to what's happening.
Yes, Reverend Steele, the social networking aspect has taken off in a very major way. I can tell you that as of this morning, there were some 1,400 persons on Facebook who were actually members of our online community. We're also having a very good feedback on Twitter, and of course the response to YouTube and Ustream has been phenomenal. The social networking is really paying off, and I too am happy that the public is interacting with us and that the actual social networking aspect is providing useful information in a real-time basis to the public.
I want to send a word of encouragement out there to all those fire officers, because we've got fire officers all over the world, Glenn, who are actually tuned in to the network and who are listening to the podcast. And we want to wish you a great day today, great success, and we want to continue to encourage you to continue to update your sites and come on the sites and let the others know what's happening out there, because a lot of great stuff is happening, but also a lot of challenging stuff. Like, you guys have had a really challenging year this year. It's been extremely challenging here in Barbados.
Yes, we have. The year started out on a blazing note for us.
Blazing is right.
A very high incidence of fire as a result of the dry times that we were experiencing. I think that this year will go down in history on a record as being one of the most challenging in terms of our ability to respond to the vast amount of fires that actually plagued the country during the last few months. I can say today, I'm happy to note that we've seen a slight decline in the actual numbers of fires coming in, and I would want to encourage the public to take precautionary measures to ensure that they're not affected by the outbreak of fire.
Well, that's important to know. One of the things that is really important, Glenn, that you made mention earlier when we had our interviews this morning. You mentioned about the cane fires and the stress and burden it puts on our sugar industry. Give us a little update on your thoughts concerning that issue, because I think other countries have their other issues with regards to the fires that are causing challenges their end of the woods. But here in Barbados, our sugar industry is important, and that encourages our foreign exchange. And the increase in fires is giving us some challenges. Talk to us about what's happening here at headquarters, and what are your thoughts?
Yes, Reverend, I share your concern about the number of house cane fires. Barbados has lost a tremendous amount of foreign exchange as a result of the high incidence of the cane crop being destroyed by fire. Regrettably, when these fires start before the actual cane harvesting period, that cane is lost. The fire occurs after the actual harvesting has commenced, but those canes will still be ground and we can obtain some sugar from them. But once we get these fires happening before the actual start of the cane harvesting period, that entire lot is lost. And regrettably, so is the foreign exchange that would have been earned from that actual cane. So I do share your concern. It is one of the ongoing challenges that the department faces, and we would want to once again encourage the public to learn not to burn. And that's an international slogan, learn not to burn.
Yeah, that's important, guys. When you're out there and you know, sometimes you might be in a position where you see a fire about to start. Don't put yourself in a position where it is so challenging, but you know, anything you could do to quickly out that fire or that little bit of bush that might be burning and heading towards the cane ground or something, take special precautionary measures so that we don't have those incidents, because they do have a strain on us. I know a lot of the young people coming around to the Easter time, they look for pastor to fly their kite and stuff like that. But burning fires in certain areas can be extremely hazardous, not just to the environment, to those in the community, but also to those farmers, of course. But then also it gets a greater reach where it affects our very economy.
I do agree. At this point, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back here with our live podcast for International Firefighters Day, today the 4th of May. We want to encourage you on Facebook to send your greetings and your shout outs, and we will actually announce those here during the podcast. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back from our break. Joining us is Kim Rock. We're very glad to have you with us, Kim.
Thank you.
On this International Firefighters Day, we are very pleased that you stopped by. So Kim, tell us how you've been finding the social networks.
Well, I first found it on Facebook, and I thought that it was a very interesting thing to do, to really highlight the efforts of our service people in Barbados, because they've been having such a busy, hectic schedule, and they need to be highlighted for a job well done.
Okay, you said you found us on Facebook, so that means you're a Facebooker like quite a few of us out there, and you follow up what's been happening. What drew you to the website about the firefighters? What was it that caught your attention more so?
Well, I like the fact that it was user-friendly. It was easy to join up, and you can see all the things that are happening, everything that's going on. Like if a firefighter was sick, you can see them telling you that, yes, this person was sick, and they're fine now, and how many good things that they're doing across the island. And I really think that it should be, it is something that should be highlighted, and I think it is very well presented.
Thank you, Kim. Yes, one of the, I guess, attracting factors about Facebook and the Bajan Firefighters Network is that the information that is being provided, one, is very timely and useful to the public, and we endeavor to continue to provide this information. We also ask that the public give us feedback so we can actually improve on what we're doing. And during this podcast today, we are going to solicit further the public's input so that we may improve what we are offering at this time.
Well, I think also we have Facebook has a very young audience. There are a lot of young people on Facebook. And actually on the firefighters side, there are quite a few young people there. And we want to encourage you young people, don't be shy. Make a comment on the blogs, make a comment on the website, because at the end of the day, the purpose for the podcast and the infomercials and the blogs is supposed to keep you guys updated on what's happening. And we would like to know that even though we're doing it and we see over 1,000 members there, we still want to have a sense of your feedback so that you can tell us what you want to hear more of, what you want to see more of, and we can cause the network to be more user-friendly and vibrant. For those of you who are already supporting the network, we want to thank you so very much. Glenn, you're doing a very good job.
Yes, indeed, Mike. And of course, we would also want to mention our international community. There are a number of firefighters from around the world who have joined us on Facebook. And we're also seeing some very good interaction between them. And we'd want to encourage also our colleagues in the Caribbean. I know for sure that we have Jamaica online. Mm-hmm. We have Trinidad in there as well. And of course, there are some folks from Dominica. And I think St. Vincent as well. We want to extend a very warm invitation to have you guys continue to link with us and to share information with us. And of course, we look forward to also providing you with more information here on the social network.
One of the things that we're doing, Kim, is we're now more focused, and I've noticed you guys had those young people from the People's Cathedral Primary School. They came over, and why I am so closely connected with the Bajan Firefighters Network is because Glenn and myself, we've been working with young people for many years. Glenn, many years. We do a lot of reunions and stuff for our school. We're say a special good day to all the law school students and all of those who are out there from all the other schools in Barbados, but we must mention law school because Glenn and myself, we are two patriotic students of the law school. But one of the things that the Forest Service has been doing, Kim, recently is engaging the youth, letting the youth know. What's your input on that? Tell me how you feel about that, and what's your input on that happening?
Well, I think it's a very good thing, especially educating the young children from primary school age, because I know they have been in a lot of primary schools and they are doing a good job, because the children can then tell you actually what the firefighters say to do. So they know what to do in the case of an emergency, in the case of a fire. So that is very good. And also for secondary school children, it would be good as well, because at that age, they're now even looking to see which career would be a good one. And yes, I believe they would have a lot of interest in that as well.
So we want to encourage, Glenn, you share that word with them, because we want to encourage young people and the community groups to play a part in letting their young people have that opportunity. Tell them how they can make that happen, Glenn.
Well, as you are aware, Mike, the fire department is an ongoing program called the SAFE program. That's Student Awareness of Fire Education, and that has had a tremendous impact in the primary schools of Barbados. And I do believe that at some point in time, that program will be going to secondary schools as well. Only about 3 weeks ago, we had the actual prize given here for the youngsters who actually participated in the poster and essay competition. And like I said, that's all part of the SAFE program. There's also the WristWatch program. And these programs come under the auspices of our Fire Prevention and Community Relations Unit at the Worthing Station. So I would want to commend all the primary school students and teachers who are involved in that program and for making it a success.
I think it is an absolute success already. When I look back and I hear some of the feedback, I am very pleased. But also for myself, in working so closely with you, Glenn, I tell you people, like, you know, Glenn, there's a thing that has been going on as we've been hearing so much about that, the firemen play pool and dominoes. And I remember when I first came here to the station to visit you, and I said, Glenn, can I play Little Pool that was there? And it was like, no, you have to wait until 4 o'clock. That ball does not roll until 4. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a misconception if you think that all these guys do is sit down and play pool at dominoes and stuff like that. That is so far from it. These guys have a lot of maintenance to do. They have a lot of drills and practice and a lot of research. And Glenn, you worked in the library also for a number of years. Is that right? You were in the library here?
Yes, Reverend. However, at this time, I'm back into operations. The library and working in administration allowed me to see the other side of the department, and of course making me a more rounded fire officer, getting the best of both worlds, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, Kim, we want to thank you so very much for walking off the streets and coming and sharing us. Have you got any word for the firemen out there? Any words of encouragement for the firemen? And any word for those on the network? Because you know that this podcast is going to be on the network for a long time. So what message do you want to share with the firemen and then also with those who would come and join on the network?
Well, I would just like to say to the firemen, thank you very much for a job well done, because we know it's a very dangerous job, and we thank you for your service, and just do your best to stay safe on the job. And to all the members of the unit, we also want to advise persons, you can join, it's very easy, you can just go on and sign up and keep on giving your comments so that the site would improve and that more people would know about it and share it with your friends.
Okay, Kim, thank you for joining us. We'll be right back after this break.